With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Five-term Senate Democrat Dick Durbin announces he won't seek re-election next year.
Durbin made the announcement on X, writing that, "I truly love the job of being United States Senator, but in my heart I know it's time to pass the torch." Durbin was first elected to the Senate in 1996. He served as Senate Democratic Whip since 2005. He is the fourth Democrat to announce they won't be running in 2026. The others include Senators Gary Peters of Michigan, Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire, and Tina Smith of Minnesota. Bob Agner reporting.
Speaking with reporters, Vice President J.D. Vance says it's time for Russia and Ukraine to agree on the U.S. peace proposal.
It's now time, I think, to take, if not the final step, one of the final steps, which is at a broad level, the party saying we're going to stop the killing, we're going to freeze the territorial lines at some level close to where they are today.
Zelensky refused to cede any territory to Russia. A wildfire in New Jersey's Pine Barrens is expected to grow before it's contained.
A fast-moving wildfire engulfing parts of New Jersey's Pine Barrens has not resulted in any injuries, and evacuation orders were lifted, but officials expect it to grow before forecast rain later this week. State DEP Commissioner Sean LaTourette says as of Wednesday morning, the wildfire stands at about 11,500 acres.
We fully expect that number will grow.
And he adds,
this could very well end up being the largest wildfire in New Jersey in 20 years.
Audio courtesy WPVI, and because the fire reached the Garden State Parkway, part of it had to be shut down, but it's now reopened. I'm Julie Walker.
Southwest Airlines says it will offer fewer flights in the second half of the year. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Myanmar.
The giant Christian relief agency is operating an emergency field hospital to treat victims of the March 28th earthquake that killed more than 5,000 people. The 60-bed hospital is full to capacity, with more than 1,000 surgeries having been performed. A spokesman for Samaritan's Purse says the objective is simple. Quote, "We're here to save lives, to reduce suffering, and to share hope, the hope of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
80 years after the Holocaust, more than 200,000 Jewish survivors are still alive, but according to a new study, 70% of them will be gone within the next 10 years. Currently, the survivors' median age is 87, and more than 1,400 are over 100 years of age. Within 15 years, 90% of the survivors will pass away. This is SRN News. Palestinian President Abbas urges Hamas to hand over its arms. The latest from Felice Friedson.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas was the center of attention on Wednesday after admonishing Hamas terrorists to release the remaining hostages held since it invaded Israeli border communities on October 7, 2023. The octogenarian head of the Palestinian Authority exhorted Hamas to lay down its weapons, turn over control of the Gaza Strip to the Palestinian Authority, and become part of the political landscape of a new entity many expect will rise from the ashes of the devastated enclave. In Jordan, the powerful Muslim Brotherhood was banned and any media mention of the organization forbidden. Critics are asking why it took Abbas 18 months, while some suggest influence from Washington. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.